step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey YouTube, Captain Ron here with Tony Sweet on Truth Be Told. We are at the 50th anniversary of MUFON, at the 50th symposium. We have AJ Javard with us, who was the king of Brazilian UFOs. I mean, this guy's been doing it for over 40 years. He's personally investigated over 1,000 cases. He's got the magazine down there.
For 36 years.
36 years he's had the magazine going. It's unbelievable. It's a great honor to have you sit down with us for a little bit.
Thank you, Captain.
Why don't you tell us what's going on now?
Well, there's a lot going on in Brazil and in South America in general. Now, we have had total disclosure in Brazil for almost 20 years. We have over 20,000 pages given to public at National Archives.
Right.
Through a campaign that we...
You initiated that.
I initiated that, yes. I was the designer of this, and it worked. Everybody said at that time, wow, it's childish. It's not going to happen. Anything is going to happen. It did, and it's still doing. We were invited and received by the top militaries in the Brazilian Air Force and by the Ministry of Defense. Where have you ever heard that a group of UFO researchers anywhere in the world and in history have been received by the top militaries of the Brazilian Airspace Defense Command and the Ministry of Defense, invited by the minister, to come over and talk to our militaries from Army, Navy, and Air Force to say then what we want. And we did it.
And those 20,000 documents have produced some actual data that shows.
Yes. Most of the thing is something that we already knew. But that's all right, because now the society knows that this happened, and it's not only the Brazilian UFO civilian researchers saying UFOs existed, they chased our airplanes, military and civilian, and then they landed, they did everything they did. Now it's the government, it's the military doing so. So we are very well backed by this.
And isn't the attitude of the Brazilian citizens much more open to UFOs than, say, like in America?
Yes, I would say that.
Because we still laugh at it here, oftentimes on mainstream TV.
Well, they sort of some Brazilians do laugh.
Do they?
Yeah, but I would say that in 20 years, we came from one-third of the population acceptance of UFOs and its extraterrestrial reality to more than two-thirds right now.
Well, there you go. That's better than here, I think.
And this is in most... coalition to request to all nations through the United Nations the reopening of discussions of UFOs in a totally different level than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, you took over South America. Now, how are you doing this with other countries? How are you reaching out? Are you just trying to get other groups involved? What's actually happening?
Last year, very surprisingly, like 6 days before, I got an invitation to come to Russia, to Moscow, for a week-long World UFO Forum. sponsored partially by the Russian government and the Chinese government. And we met cosmonauts, military, people from aviation, aeronautics and astronautics and space affairs. And
they
all
had accounts of seeing stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And you know what happened? The leading UFO researcher from UK was also involved and invited, Gary Heseltine. And I had the mission to invite South American UFO researchers to come over as well, which I did. And Gary did the same with Europeans. Roberto Pinotti, the leading UFO researcher in Europe, was also invited and have the same duty to invite other people. So we were like 20 some 30 guys for a week discussing UFOs. On behalf, or not on behalf, but paid for our hotels, our meals, or everything by the Russians and by the Chinese. And it was given to us the mission to start a worldwide UFO coalition, which we did. We can't forget that one of the most important guys in this is Donald Schmidt, the Roswell guy, who was the first and the main guy for the Russians and the Chinese.
Yeah, now, we love Don. He's awesome. He's awesome.
A great guy. All these guys are the best guys in the world leading with this. So what we're doing right now is integrating South American UFO movement for disclosure, which is well developed there. We have countries like Uruguay, which is a very small country, but it has. An official UFO investigation commission for 40 years. Yeah. So does Chile for 30 years. Can you imagine that? So we are very advanced there. So I'm trying to put together what we have in South America with what we have in Europe and Russia and China and with guys here in the United States, because this has to be global. There's no time more left for us to make local, regional movements for disclosure.
Listen, we're getting old. I want to know the answer while I'm alive. I don't want to wait 25 years.
You will. We all will.
I want to know. Now, what about disclosure for America? Do you think that that's any progress here? What's the story?
In a different way. Now that we have the Two Stars Academy, I believe they are doing a tremendous job. Tremendous job. Tom DeLonge, Luis Elizondo, and their crew, which is the most high-level crew ever settled together to talk about, to discuss it in a totally different level. I'm meeting with Louis in New York on Tuesday for breakfast. I'm going across the country to have this breakfast because it has to happen. And we are organizing things in such a way that I want to propose the Two Stars Academy, and I know they are very willing to participate in this, to take part of the global movement. We can back them on, and they can back us as well. So everybody has to gain with us.
Yes, the headway you've made in Brazil is so remarkable that it's coming with the 20,000. That's huge. If we could get Two Stars to get to make that happen here. Even Free is good. Have you done anything with Free?
Yes.
And that
Ray,
concert?
I just
Free.
Met Ray Renario in Contact Fernandez. In the Desert. Fernandez. I'm sorry. In Contact in the Desert, so I met you as well. Yeah. And Mary Rodwell, she came to Brazil in March. I brought her to lecture, and she's coming in 1 month from now again to Brazil to talk to us about the new humanity thing. So we are very well connected. So yes, absolutely, we have to get everybody in this. Everybody that is serious. And there is a natural filtering. The wheat and the joy are putting apart from each other. And now we know who are not good in this thing and who are the good guys in this thing. And we can count on them as they can count on us. And I see that this year is going to be spectacular for the worldwide UFO. I have such
so
an energy.
Optimistic. That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
What do you put out there now as the best evidence right now? What's the strongest case to tell people that don't believe?
Wow, I came here with some Brazilian UFO cases that it doesn't matter how much I try to give this information to other countries, they still don't get it. So I've came with information from the Brazilian Air Force, from civilian UFO researchers, about a crash and a capture, a crash of a UFO and a capture of at least two aliens alive in Brazil only.
They still never found those bodies, right? They saw them running.
Yeah, they were captured. And there is a lot of development of that. Also, I have some...
That's that Virginia case or something.
Virginia case, yes. That's the one. That happened January 20, 1996. Yep. I came with this. I believe that the U.S. audience should know more about it because... The country, the U.S. and most countries are very much Roswell-oriented, but Virginia is much bigger.
And Rendlesham Forest.
And Rendlesham Forest. Yeah. If you consider internationally...
Those are the two biggies.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But then we have Operation Saucer in the Amazon.
Yeah.
Then we have the what we call the Fishery of All Night in Brazil. We have a lot of stuff. So you put that together, the Rendlesham Forest, you put that together with some cases that happened in Chile and Peru, and some cases in Persia, or actually in Iran, we will have a very serious and very strong body of evidence that could not be denied anymore.
Well, I hope it happens. And with this guy leading the charge, I think we actually have a shot at it. So thanks very much. Appreciate you coming on, brother.
Hey, man. Thank you again for having me. And thank you.
for Tony Sweet.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Captain Ron with Truth Be Told.